The commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig, joins us on 93 WIBC. Paul, you guys have made an announcement regarding this year's boys basketball state finals being pushed back a week. Why is that?
Well, you know, certainly we'll start with a COVID world. You know, we've learned that we have to remain flexible, and that's what we've done here. You know, we've been in communication with our partners, the Pacers and the Fever, and they asked us for some flexibility as they were trying to schedule the NCAA tournament, which we all know is certainly coming here to Indianapolis. And, you know, that was the extent of it. And mm-hmm. when they asked us, and flexibility was something that we could provide, it was kind of a no-brainer for us. And we moved the boys' tournament back a week as we announced, or the state finals back a week as we announced a little while ago. And, you know, it's just in the spirit of the environment and the world we live in, and you have to remain flexible, and we were more than happy to do that when asked by our partners.
And like you mentioned, it's just the state finals being pushed back a week, so sectional, regional, semi-state, those will stay the same, right?
That is absolutely correct. It's just the state championship round, those four games to celebrate state finalists and champions, or will be moved back 1 week.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this will mean, so it's now going to be on April 3rd, so this will mean that we'll have the NCAA men's Final Four at Lucas Oil Stadium and the high school boys basketball state finals at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on the same day, right?
Well, this is Indiana. You
know? That's right.
And, you know, we're certainly going to be in town on the same weekend, and I'm sure there'll be some same-day contest, and we're happy about that. I mean, we've celebrated Basketball Day in Indiana in the past, and I think that's going to be a great one to do it also.
Now, I'm sure some fans are just relieved to know that, hey, at least we're having a state championship this year. Obviously, last year we had to cancel it because of the coronavirus pandemic, but do you guys feel that relief as well? Is there any time or to have a sense of relief, like, hey, at least we're going to get this done this year?
Well, I'd say what we've learned in COVID is that we never count our blessings, and we also are prepared to be nimble and make adjustments. And we certainly have no reason to believe that we're not going to celebrate a state championship like we have in previous years other than last year. But I would also say that, you know, we're gonna make appropriate decisions when we have to. And right now we're playing, have no doubt that we're going to play. But I also want our folks to know that this is a world that we live in, and we know that things change, and we have to be prepared for that.
Going off of that, does that mean you guys have not made a decision, or are you looking at the possibility of what the attendance will look like? Will there be COVID restrictions? Will it be limited? Will it, or is it too early to tell, and it depends on so many different factors?
Well, when speaking specifically about the state championship, it's just simply too early to tell. You know, it's going to depend upon the positivity rate. You know, the state health department has done a great job of disseminating information out to communities about positivity rate by their county colors. And there's just so much information that has to be considered before fans and at what level are admitted, that it would be almost impossible to lay a crystal ball on top of this to tell you what's going to look like April 3rd.
Is it too early, because we got girls basketball sectionals coming up? Have you guys made a decision on that yet?
We have. At the sectional level, it will be the same with the boys. You know, each county that a tournament is hosted in will set their attendance limits with their local health department. And, you know, we certainly know that under the current positivity rate that we have across the state, there will be some sectionals that will go off next week or in a couple weeks with only fans or parents there. But we have some other counties that are in orange that may have 25% attendance. And, again, that's going to change week by week, county by county, but we've afforded our local athletic directors, who have done a phenomenal job, the ability to make those decisions based upon the parameters in their county. Because, as you know, what this looks like in northern Indiana may look completely different in southern Indiana. And,
right.
You know, it just is impossible, and it would be irresponsible for us as association to dictate one standard across the state. And again, we got to let our folks who know this business make decisions that are best for their communities and their counties.
Gotcha. Paul Neidig, the commissioner of the IHSA, joining us. Paul, I know this is a good time, and a lot of people enjoy this time of the year where we're, you know, full swing into basketball, getting ready for the postseason, and we're looking forward to the state finals. Girls state finals still set for February 27th, right?
That is correct. Girls' okay. schedule is not adjusted, just the boys' state championship games.
All right. Paul Neidig, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and certainly appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for doing what you do to promote education-based athletics and support our kids across this great state.
Thanks, Paul.